Gemara in Shabbos. Famous Gemara Dorash Rabbi Simoi B'Shosh Hakitim Yisol Nasa L'Nishma. So the Shishim Rivers Malach Hesharis came and he gave each member of Klaisa Ksorim, one connected Nasa, one connected Nishma. The Gemara continues. Omer B'Elazar B'Shosh Hakitim Yisol Nasa L'Nishma Yatsuz Abas Kova Omer Lehen. So that when the Klaisa was marked in Nasa L'Nishma, so Baska came out. Omer Lehen Migila the Bonai Raz Zeh Shemalach Hesharis Mishtam Shimboi. Who taught Klal Yisrael was Megalatam this secret? The Malach Hesharis used the Chsiv Baruch Hashem Malachov Givorei Kach Oisei Devorei Lishmoya Bekol Devorei Bereisha Oisei Vahadur Lishmoya. So the order is Oisei and then Lishmoya Nasa Oisei Venishma. It's the same order. So Klaisos receives the Ksorim because they're Makdim Nasas and Nishma. And the Mora tells us that the Nakuda is something learned from the Malachim. The Malachim are Oisei Devorai, Nishmoya Bakal Devorai. And that's a Roz. So what exactly is this Roz? So famous Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi says that the idea of learning Torah, L'shem, understanding it is independent of learning of Torah, L'shem doing it. I'm so sure I'm at the end of Perek Vav, in the Midah of Zrizus. So the first Midah is Zahiris, the second Midah is Zrizus. He has to throw off this heaviness of atzlus, and he has to mechaz himself to do bezrizus. The malachim are praised about this midah of zrizus. They're givarei koyach that they're oisei devorai lishma b'kol devorai. V'aymer abachayus rotsa v'shoyv kamari habozak. They run back and forth, so they have this gevaldig amayla of zrizus. V'nei adam hu adam b'lei malach. We're not the same as malachim, so we can't do it with that same level as zrizus. Alkein yefshel lo shigiv the gevurasa shemalach. We can't reach that madrega. We should try and get as close as possible. I was quick as possible and I did not hesitate. Lishmor mitzvah. So Mishil Sesharim sees that the description of this pasuk is a description of the meat of Zrizus. And that's the midah which we're being meshabeach Klal Yisrael, that they have this rozeh. The rozeh is the midah of zrizus. So that's what the Sharm seems to understand this Gemara. If we're writing our cheshbon of the Gemara, that's the chur, that should come out the way the Sifshe Sharm is understanding it. So the chur shayla is what is this midah of zrizus? So that's why I want to talk about the midah of zrizus a little bit and see how that has an understanding to help us. Now the Gemara says vayter. After this, Rabbi Elazar, the Mor says a story like this. How tzaduki dechas of the Rabbi to come in b'shmaita. Rabbi was learning a sugya. V'yosva atzbasa the yodei tusekari. His fingers were under his foot. He was crushing his finger under his foot. He was sitting. He was put. His feet were like he was leaning down. He was sitting down. And he's thinking about the sugya. Meanwhile, his foot is rubbing against his finger and causing it to bleed. And it was flowing blood. It wasn't just a little. It was flowing blood. So the tzuki says to Rava, "I'm a pziza. You're an ama nimhar. You rush to do things. The kadmisu pumaychu lunaychu. You put your mouth before your ear." Akati pepachsu saichu kamaisi, kamai kaimisu. Right, you're still into your pachas. You're running quickly. You're not thinking. Right, bereishay boruchu lemishmai imatzisu kevelisu iloy lekevelisu. You should first hear what it is, and then you'll see. So this act over here of crushing your finger is the zelba maisa of mehiris, of doing it too quickly. By us, we have Tumas Yeshorim, the Tamimus of the Yeshorim, is Tanchem will lead them. But the other people which don't go like that, it says, Veselef Boigdim Yeshodem. The Krumkite of the Boigdim, of those who rebel, will throw them down. But the Tumas Yeshorim, is Tanchem leads them in the good path. So we went, but time lay, we trusted the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoysa Mi'ava, Besamachtim Olov, that he's not going to give us something which is too difficult. So you see the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara is touching up over here. The action was the action of Mehiris, of doing it the Mehiris, which the Tzduki saw is a Chasorin. And Robin says it's not a Chasorin. So this Maisa seems to be, Shiloh's like, why is this a Maisa of Mehirus? He's focused in his learning and he's not thinking about the impact it has on his finger. Why is it uptight as a pachas? It's a mice of pachis of being a pachas, a pachsu saichu. Okay. There's a ha'ora, the Taurus of Rum, Rum Grudzinski, Hashem Yikum Adama, Zichel Racha, the last mashgiach of Slobodka. Rav Volpe's father-in-law, Kreisworth, Tzal's father-in-law, Rav Yom Kamenevsky's father-in-law. Baruch Hashem, three of his daughters survived the war. One son also. Rav Ram has a aura. The Morris says, more in Shabbos earlier, the Morris says that there's a halacha that you have certain halachas of how to light when you're lighting. And you're lighting an air, so you have to light it to make sure that it's lit well, because if you don't make sure it's lit well before, I'm afraid the person's going to see on Shabbos it's not lit well, and he's going to go and try and fix it. Since so by Kahanim in the base of Mikdash, you don't have that issue, because Kahanim is Zizim Hay. Now, if Zizim means running quickly, he says that running quickly out of it usually makes things not so careful. Kahanim's Zizim Haim seems to be, it's like, don't worry about it because the Kahanim's Zizim Haim, it's not going to happen. So, what is it with Zizis? Adarabah's Zizis is you're running quickly, you get them not thinking and doing things in a haphazard fashion. So, what does it mean? It says, LMI, that Zizis does not mean this idea of doing something quickly. It means doing something, Rashi says that Lashon of Zizis is Lashon of being Zohir, being careful how you do something. Mishael Sherman himself, when he touches up a bit of Zahiris and Zrizis, he says Zahiris and Zrizis are some two sides of the same coin. It means doing the mitzvah carefully. Zahiris is being careful from the lois da'aseis, and Zrizis is being careful with da'aseis. But Yesoidoi, it means being careful. So Sherman is, so why is it called Zrizis? Zrizis means to be Zoris, it means to do quickly. What is this tekuda that we're touching up the element of doing something carefully as Zrizis? What does it do with Zrizis? Okay. The Baruchim has a Ha'orah. He talks about the Midah that Kleiso, that matzahs have to be done. Chippozin, we find such a concept of Chippozin. We stress Chippozin, the more talks it has a shadow of Chippozin, the Shechina, Chippozin of Yisrael, Chippozin of Mitzrayim. What's the Nakud of Chippozin? See, he quotes that talks about the morale. The morale says that Be'etzem, the idea of doing a mitzvah is something which is otherworldly, and the world of Ruchnius, time doesn't make any sense. Time only exists in the physical world. In the world of Ruchnius, time doesn't make any sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Lamala min Hazman. We cannot do something in such a way, but we try and do it as quickly as possible to be able to approximate the world of Ruchnius. The way I understand what he's saying is like this. Why do we have a problem hesitating? Why do we have a problem of hesitating? That why do things take time? The world of Rotzen And the world of rotzen, Rav points out that the world rotzen is from the word root, rotz. That we truly want, we do with alacrity. We do it quickly. There's no hesitation. There's nothing. It's when we have the tut stodim inside of us, that's what slows us down. Friction. In a world where, there's a vacuum and there's no friction, you set something in motion and it'll go forever and it'll go as quickly. Nothing's going to slow it down. What slows it down? There's something rubbing. I decide I want to go to Shacharis, and the chassan walks down to the chuppah. Right? Parents walk the child down to the chuppah. I remember once I saw one of the chassan in Baruch Hashem. He danced down. I mean, I've seen chassan, he had a shlep down to the chuppah also, but he danced down to the chuppah. He's pushing. He couldn't get there quickly enough because there was no tut stodim inside of him. There was no friction. The lack of the zrizus is because of the tut stodim. Batsim, in the world of ruchnius, the malach, the word malach means he's a shliach. Means the whole being of a malach is he has one function. There's no tut stodim in a malach. See, his own mitzvah is he's an osei devaro. He's created to do something. So the malach is described as a zoris. The human being grapples with that. We have the roots and we have the thought process. We have the machshava. We have the good intentions. We have the head of Esav and the Maris and Machpela. The road to Gehenna is paved with good intentions. We have the good intentions, but there's another side of us that slows us down. And even if we're misgaber over it, it's a problem. Kleisel comes to our Sinai. Logic says, ask. See what it's about. There's two studded. We'll decide yes. We'll decide no. So we have to have information. Kleisel says, we don't have to study him. There's no two parts of us, one saying yes and one saying no, and we'll hear the tzadim and we'll weigh them and we'll think about it. It doesn't exist. We're in. We're totally in. So the person on the outside says that's being a pachas. That's behilus. That's not zrizus, that's behilus. Pachas kamayim al toyser. Learned the Rosh yesterday. Says Al Tavah Masecha. Don't do your actions by behilus. One of the first says that we say that the not clear. Think you have to think it through. You think it through when you have to start it. Person, when it's clear the path in front of you, and you have no doubt about what the path is, there's nothing stopping you. There's a physical reality that we have a limitation. Yes, we're not malachim. There's something in math which is described as approaching infinity. Morale is saying that a mitzvah is infinity. It's above time. A human being can't do that. But he can approach infinity as much as possible. He can get close to it. When the goof is not misnaget, the goof is in, it's committed, it's interested, it wants. So then that act is described as a total focus of the human being on this action. That's not running like a meshuggah. That means he's totally focused on doing it as carefully as possible because it's so important to him. I'm totally focused, I'm totally in. There's no part of me which is, and I'm not hesitating, but I'm doing it with a clarity because it's important to me. Kahanim Mizrizimhe means that they take this very seriously to the point that there's not any part of them is saying, I'd rather be home sleeping a little bit. I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm doing the Avodah. Josephus has a description of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, he says, you walk in the Beis HaMikdash. He's describing a person walking there and seeing the Mikdash. It was total silence. There was no talking in the Beis HaMikdash. That itself had to be kapara for Klal Yisrael, right? Right? Thousands of people there every day, just totally silent, no shmoozing. How many, you know, Maisa, they say that one time, so Solanta, what I accomplished with Drosh, he said, you accomplished that those days Drosh were two and a half hours long. Right? But 2.5 hours, nobody should, and the people didn't talk in the Drosh also. It's like two accomplishments. Nobody said English and Har for 2.5 hours. Come on, it's accomplishment. Total silence, he says. And Kahanim running to and fro, knowing exactly what to do. Nobody had to ask each other what to do. They're totally aware of what they're doing, totally focused. And he's describing this awesome picture of total focus of a person in Zavodas Hashem. We've seen people like that. They're personally totally absorbed in his tefillah. He's not rushing through it necessarily, but you don't see there's any hesitation at all in what he's doing. He says, the Rebbe says that the world of Chippozin, the world of the Shechinah, Baruch Hashem, doesn't hesitate. The world of Ruchni says there's no hesitation. It's clear. And when we can touch into that world, so Kaisa becomes like the Malachim. The Malachim have no hesitation because their whole being is defined by this action. The Baruch Hashem made us that we come with a goof. And the goddess of Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, was able to understand that to reach a madriga that we're so interested and we're so committed and we're so excited that there's no hesitation. Tumas Yisrael and Tamke. Rav is learning Torah and his goof is not misnaget to it. Even if it means that his body, physical pain in his body, that's irrelevant. Comes the Tzulgi and says, Vos Tustu, you're acting with Bibihilas, you're not thinking. So it's not, we're not thinking. It's not because I'm not thinking. I'm totally aware of what I'm doing. I'm giving over my whole being to something that I love. Yerovbaal writes, Chaisel comes to Har Sinai, Ki Shecho Belevechot. You know, it's an extraordinary thing. Every single other time they came, there was grumbling about you parked in my spot. You know, you took my tent should go. Like, he says, imagine a person just won the lottery. Oh, I don't know what they're holding right now. I don't know, $500 million, and they just told him that he won the lottery. And while he's experiencing that emotion that he just realized that he won the lottery, somebody steps on his toes. It doesn't register. It's irrelevant. I'm so ecstatic about this exciting moment that I just won all this money. Toes? What toes? Where toes? Who cares about toes? I never noticed that you stepped on my toe. I mean, I noticed that you exist even, Kamat. It's irrelevant. Chaisel's coming to Har Sinai. They just won the lottery. You want the tent? So tents, so you'll have the tent. Tents? You're discussing tents right now? Like, who cares? Zutay, what was tent? Put your tent wherever you want. Like, really? We're coming to Har Sinai. We're getting. I don't know. Happy you should have. It's not important to me. Ruchem and Chelik Gimel Tascha Moser, the second half of the Sefer, he has Chever Mechtovim. He has a compilation. They put out a compilation of letters from Ruchem. So a lot of the letters, the first section of letters are he wrote to his nephew who came to America. Now, you know, you heard the stories. I just want to tell you a musig of what it meant to come to America in the 1920s, 1930s. I was in Tells for the dinner, on Sunday. So the Rashiva Goldberg spoke. He said over a maisa. He says that he was by Reb Shach. So he has a sefer in Chumash, Shiras David, and Reb Shach gave a haskama to the sefer. Reb Shach never gave a haskama to, he gave haskamas to Sorim of Lomdus, Pilchus. A Sorim of Shkaf he never gave. Because Apikorsis, Reb Chaim says, and Nebuch Apikorsis is Eichon Apikorsis. If there's one line in there, the whole sefer, which is nishrichtig, I'm giving my haskama to the people should learn Apikorsis. And it's never, actually, he gave the Rashi Rabbi Goldberg, he gave him haskama on his chumash sefer. But the Rashi held Rabbi Goldberg. And when he first asked for haskama, he said, you know, I have a policy, I don't give haskama. He asked, Rashi gave him haskama. So he was by Rav Shach a little while later, and Rav Shach asked him. He says, "You know, he asked him, where'd you grow up? Where'd you born?" He says, "He's born in Chicago." "And your parents?" "Chicago." "And your grandparents?" He says, "My mother's side, Chicago. My grandmother was born in Chicago." So Rav Shach looks at him. And he says, "There was a mice in Brisk." So mice in Brisk, that a young man was conscripted to the Russian army. The Russian army in those days was 25 years. They would take the cantonists, they would take the Jewish boys, they would take them in for young boys, 25 years. Tarfus, Chilul Shabbos, physical, the anti-Semitic, they came out with scars all over their body, never had a chance to learn. Amaratzim Gemurim. He has an opportunity, this boy has an opportunity to run away to America. If he runs, leaves right now, he can get away from the army. Should he go to America or not? So they went to Reb Chaim to ask Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, "I can't pass on the Shabbat." Should go to Simchas Zelig. He's dying in the city. He has the city out to the Shmaya to pass on the Shabbat. They go to Simchas Zelig. Simchas Zelig says he should stay and go to the army. Because after 25 years, he'll come out, he'll know that he's a Yid still. With all of the Chilul Shabbos and the Nevelis and Treifis, the physical harm and everything, but at least he'll know that he's a Yid. In America, Verbeis, he'll know that he's a Yid. And to Zot Mir, that Dina Tata and Dina Bobbe, who's born in America, is a Canada. It can't be. So this nephew comes to America, and Ruchim lights him letters of Hamamish. He's been Mechazik him, but they're like, whoa! The good old Bali Musar, you know, into the Kishkas. See, you know, it's like this. Chazal say that there's a story of Yosef with Eshet Potiphar written next to the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Because just like Tamar was in the Kabbalah Shem Shemayim, Eshet Potiphar was also in the Kabbalah Shem Shemayim. Tamar ends up with the whole story. She ends up with a Paris and a Zarach, with Mashiach. Eishes Potiphar, Rashi says, Vayter, the next parsha, the story of the we have Yosef is in the boar, and the Paris sends in, he has his Saraifim and Saramashkim. Says, because Arura Hazois was Margiloi Yosef Befiyako, this cursed woman, the Eishes Potiphar. So Tamar is described by Chazal as this tremendous woman, and the Eishes Potiphar ends up being called an Arura Zois. Mamash an Arura. She's Chazal touched up. If Chazal called you an Arura, it's not a good thing. Right? Not. It doesn't mean Gan Eden. Okay. So it turned out that her adopted daughter Osnas married Yosef. Oh, good, but Zee Gebliben and Arura Hazois. The same Shemayim is Kavno. What happened? From the Machshava and the plan and the thought process of doing good to the reality. So Shem says, this reason is because a lot of things can happen along the way. What happened? Both of them were challenged. And Tamar says, I should be Mavayish Yehuda. Hashem Revayis Yehuda Kibshon Eish. What's with your plan? I don't know. You, your child, unborn child, you're dead. There's no more Hashem Shemaim. There's no more Mashiach. There's no nothing. Avesnisht. I'm not Revayis, another person. Eishes Potiphar gets spurned by Yosef. No, she tells him about him, and she tells everybody, and she, you know, she puts him on the front, on the heads of the headlines, horrible Jew, you know, this Ebed, Ivri, Nar, you know, look at the Zachin, you know, comes, you know, right? Are you committed to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, or is it about you? Have this hargasha. There's a minig to stay up Shavuos night to learn. I had a chaver in yeshiva. I personally keep crazy hours, but I'm not allowed to stay up the whole night. The doctor doesn't want me. I had a chaver in yeshiva. He says, you know, you slept the whole night. The whole night is not so long, you know. I had the rav that asked my shalos, my poysik, he's from Australia. So he said, in Australia, it's the middle of the winter. So Shavuos night is Taka Geshmak. Shavuos night, he says, you daven about, somewhere about 4:30, 5 o'clock is Shkia. You finish your Suda, it's 7 o'clock. Shachris, it's, you know, Yudav Mazikin. Yudav Mazikin means, you know, sunrise is about 7:30. So you start, so you have 12 hours to learn. I get it. Over here, the Gantz of Isaac, you know, we're Machman and Tamimus, you know, then Gantz of Fruma, you know, especially Motishav, you say. And then, you know, we have to have a Suda, the Suda's Yomtiv, so the time of it is 12:30. Shachris is at, you know, at 5 o'clock. You have a Rakita beforehand at 4:45. The Gantz of Isaac is 4 hours. And you're so exhausted, and the Soyuz come out, that you end up not learning where the rest of the Yomtiv come out. So I have an idea. He says, I'm going to go to sleep. He says, I've had my own quick suit. I was a bocher. I went to sleep. I slept a good night's sleep. And he sat in Beis Medrash the whole day, both days of Shavuos, did not move out of Beis Medrash. And he learned. Yudavin Shachris was a bit early. You know, Cleveland, the Shkia is 9 o'clock right now. Right? So you, till Mincha, it's 8:30, you know. So you Yudavin Shachris, 10:30, you sit down. You have your suit. It's 11 o'clock, you know. You learn from 11 until 8. The first day, the second day, it makes sense. So why do we stay up the whole night? What's the pshat k'pshat? There is a ma'aseh, there was an Olam Gadol here in America. It was known as the Malach Taka. Lived in the Bronx, Queens, I think, in the Bronx. Chassidish Olam Gadol in the 20s in America. He didn't sleep on Shabbos. He was up the whole Shabbos. He says, imagine the queen came to visit your house. Imagine the queen came to visit your house. You'd be so ecstatic, spending time with the queen. You wouldn't go to say, excuse me, queen, that's very nice to have you. I need to go take my nap. You spend time with the queen. I said, I don't get how somebody could go to sleep on Shabbos. So Shabbos for him, Pashat, he was so excited and so freitzach with Shabbos that Pashat couldn't sleep. He said there was an Olam Gadol that he said that one of the other Chassidim, he says, you know, it says the Tenesim Mahim Ataka Hardy, it's difficult to Tenesim, but two Tenesim he has no credit for defaulting with. It's a Tisha B'Av, Ver Kenesim, who can eat on Tisha B'Av? You're in such pain, you can't even think about food. And Yom Kippur Ver Dafesim, who needs thee? Like it's just like it's not negayah. So this Yid said ver daf shlofen. The total commitment that the goof is on the same side as the neshama. Who can think about sleep? Sleep? Really? Like what? We just won the lottery. I just, you know, I have a, you know, a very masuda, like a reversal like bluff. He said it was a real masuda, you know, masuda. Every day he took a nap. Hitaka was like Gorb, you know, the day that his wife passed away, he also took his nap because tells her safe, you know. We don't have such a musik. The guy, you know, go back to my lottery, Moshe, right? He takes every day he takes a nap. You know, he needs a nap in the middle of the day. He gets a lulls. He just told him to get a phone call. He won the lottery. He says, excuse me, I hear it's very nice. I have to go to sleep right now. What sleep? Who's sleeping when you just found out he won the lottery? You don't think about sleep. The reason is that means that there's no tutstodim. The whole being of the person is committed. I'm in. I'm not sleeping right now. I'm not thinking about sleep. Maybe that's the mushal, and maybe that's the rem is in the minhag. Who thinks about sleep when you're not sure? Okay, yeah. But Shoshana says, we're not talking about malachim. We talk do need sleep. So you take a nap. Rabbi Rosenman mentioned a few years back, about a certain, he read a story about a person came to Shuas. He says, you know, he's a Rav and he's very busy. You know, he needs to make a commitment to learn something over Shuas. So he committed to Chazar over Masechtas Kedushin. 82 blot, 83 blot, this is a Gefelech. Not Shuas night, Shuas, 48 hours. You have Shabbos, 72 hours. He can't cause over 82 blot in 72 hours? Mm-hmm. But in the Shuas, he had 10 blot left. So the next night he stayed up. We can't get Shabbos, daf learning. If your Shavuos is the Shavuos of a total commitment, of a Zrizis, of you're so excited to be here that you don't want to sleep, so then the day after Shuas, you want to stay up and learn. And if the day after Shuas, all you can think about is asleep, means that probably the goof wasn't so committed. And we're not there yet. If we want to touch on the Shuas a little bit, then stop and think about that. Are we really excited? Are we really excited to be Makabal the Torah? We should be, and we are. Chasdei Hashem, Mishud the Gazak, the Russian gave us a Matana Toiva. Ekleisel is so excited about it that there's no tutstodim, there's no questions. Let's hear yes, and well, Dan, I have no questions. I know it's the best thing in the world. I'm in. There's no goof, there's no neshama, there's no fight. There's no tents here, no tents there. Yichon Shem Yisrael Neged Ohar. I'm winning the lottery. I'm in. Everybody say, the Eilam learned good part of Kesubas, right? Rosh Hashanah now. Chazar for Kesubas, whatever you learned. See, 3 days. You know what? If you want a chazar over the fourth day afterwards, the day after Shavuos, during for Seder, I won't tell anybody. Go for it. Not Shavuos night. Shavuos day. Shavuos night. Shavuos day. Shavuos Benish Moshes. Benish Moshes before Benish Moshes. All the Shitas. Right? That's it. This is it. This is it. This is what Chrysler shows. That we are in a love affair with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I'm in many of the Sardim they read a ksuva. There's a ksuva between Klai and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They read the ksuva on Shavuos. If we can touch into that a little bit, we touched into the school of Shavuos. Ruchim said that one of the times of the year where a person can be kind of Torah and change what he is as a Ventura, Simchas Torah, Purim, and Shavuos. A person absorbs the Shavuos, he gets connected to the Shavuos. He says, there's no mitzvahs on Shavuos, there's no sukkah, there's no lulav, and there's one thing, dancing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you dance with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Rehutner Zatzal, Fear Dine, in his yeshiva, he says, you know, dance in the Torah, someone's Torah. You're not necessarily there that your Gemara you could dance with. So I don't know, I'm in Karim Berlin. One of the kafas by night. Karim Berlin by night. Someone's there by night. They dance with their gemaras. They put the saber tarot down. They dance with their gemaras. And they dance them with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it means to dance in shuls. So, you know, we're not there. But the Chitzenes Maris Panimius, the Bnei Hashem says, the Bershom made a gavaldik of matana, that if you push yourself and you do it with excitement, and you push yourself, you do excitement, it'll connect. It's like jump starting the battery. It then all of a sudden, and you have an engine going. That's the Hashem.